This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk show host, documentary filmmaker Stu Peters is our guest on this live Tuesday broadcast.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Stu, thank you so much for StuPeters.com. What is your take on the election, the election meddling, the indictments of Trump? How do you see the election playing out?
Well, I think the elections are fake and gay and rigged and stolen. Number one, I don't think we have a democratic process. I don't think that's how things are done. I think that people are selected. Now, you want to talk about the Trump indictments? Here's what's happening there. This is symbolic. The Trump indictment is symbolic of what's going to happen to anybody who shares a message of a 2015 platform into a 2016 President Trump presidency, which was a dissident to the American government, an advocate for freedom and individual liberty, somebody who was going to go in and crush the deep state, protect the borders of this nation, activate the military, make it as strong as it could ever be, end or, you know, cease to have any, you know, foreign wars to enrich the military-industrial complex, lock up criminals, starting with Hillary Clinton, build a big, beautiful wall with some nice door in it so people could pay to get in or whatever. These were the messages, the economy, I mean, all these were the messages that spoke to the hearts of real, true Americans. And so what these are is these are a symbolic message. Make no mistake, this is a message to you. If you want to be a dissident to this authoritarian overtaking of your country, if you want to speak out against these draconian lockdowns and this satanic agenda that will mutilate the genitals of your children without your express written consent, without even your knowledge, if you don't want to give us your kids to have sexual access to them unfettered, if you don't want to put that mask on, live in your pod, in your 15-minute city, eat bugs, be happy, never own anything, then you will be imprisoned or killed. And I don't know if they make Trump go away by just having this kangaroo court, you know, banana republic show trial, and then some fake conviction and send him to some gulag for the rest of his life, like the POWs who sacrificed for him to go out and show their support. I don't know if they'll do that or if that's enough or if they'll just permanently get rid of him. We have to table the possibility that they're going to kill President Trump. And I don't put it past them. If they're willing to murder millions of people, including innocent children by the thousands or tens of thousands, you don't think that they'll go after the blood of the one man that they believe is leading the charge of any dissidents to this authoritarian overtaking? And if you want to know the real reason, in my opinion, this big, huge push behind this transgender freak show indoctrination overtaking protected class minor attracted persons, they're not pedophiles anymore. These are actually a protected class of people. If you want to know my opinion on why this is happening all of a sudden, it's because the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama is who they're going to position to fill Joe Biden's diaper, to install him as this woman, her first black tranny president. I don't know what they're going to call him, it, whatever. I don't care what their pronouns are. That's what the agenda is here. A Michelle Obama presidency, a complete finish to the unfettered access to children, the mass injections, and death by the millions. This is what they have been dreaming, and they have to shoot their shot right now. They have to shoot their shot because, like you said, you came out with that exclusive. Their information, the cards are all on the table, and we can see their hand. And they're still expecting us to play that game by their rules. And so now it's time for them to either try to run the table or to get up with their sunglasses left behind and run. They're going to either run like cowards from people who are really willing to stand up and say, we know what you're doing and we'll tolerate it no more. And if you come here, we will protect ourselves with legal and extra legal authority. Or we're going to be completely overtaken. The choice is in the hands of millions of Americans.
Stu Peters, amazing job. StuPeters.com. Tell folks when your show airs daily.
Daily, 6 p.m. Eastern, StuPeters.com, or, of course, we're streaming on Rumble as well. And I do go live on Rumble, too, spur of the moment, occasionally, to get interaction.
All right, amazing job. I think you're 100% dead on. Thank you so much for the time, Stu Peters.
Thank you so much, Alex Jones. Much respect.
Much respect to you. All right, we're going to hand the baton to the next guest host for us the hour. We come back a few other items, and then Owen Schroyer in about 55 minutes takes over, 3 p.m. Central, the Owen Schroyer Show, the War Room. So powerful. Please share the links. Please share the articles. Owen Troyer 1 hour from now, or a little bit less, 55 minutes from now. Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back to introduce the next guest host. Please stay with us. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We are now into hour number four, and Dr. Lee Merritt of the Rebel Doctor, themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com, takes over. She is a firebrand, super smart, has been dead on for 3.5 years about what's happening. She takes over now, and then in 1 hour, Owen Troyer, I want to thank you all for your support. We're living in very historic times that you've seen with us dominating the news and getting ahead of their attempts at new lockdowns. That you have power when you get excited and you spread the word. So I want to tell you all, great job, and I thank you so much for your efforts. And to keep promoting InfoWars.com/show, keep taking clips out of the show, keep sharing it everywhere, and keep supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com, takes over now. Dr. Merritt.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me. Well, I know you guys have done a whole bunch on the Maui thing, but I want to come at it from just a little bit different angle. And I'm sorry, because of technical errors, I couldn't show the slides I had ready. But I have a guest on a little bit to talk about this. But, you know, so I just spoke at Red Pill, and my Red Pill talk was, it's time to name the enemy. You know, what's shocking to me is that on December 7, 1941, we were bombed by the Japanese, and we understood right away we were at war. But we keep trying to talk this one away as if it's some kind of natural thing. And I'm very glad, Alex, and you guys have brought out that this is an attack on our country. And it's not the first one. Unfortunately, we weren't paying attention with the people complaining about this in California. And there was a forensic arborist at Red Pill who showed all the pictures from California, from Canada, and now from Maui, that this cannot be natural occurring fires. The fires don't, you know, melt metal and leave trees standing right next to it. Or as you probably saw, when I saw the blue umbrellas left behind, I was reminded of my $360,000 laser I used to use to take off tattoos in my little office in Omaha. And, you know, the reason it works that way is because you can dial lasers into different wavelengths that have different impacts on different colors. Colors are just a different wavelength. So when you see that sort of thing happening, and then all the other completely irregular activities of the government trying to make it worse, you say we're being attacked. Now, the hard thing for Americans to swallow, obviously, is that we're not being attacked by a foreign nation. It's so easy to just have these wars where the battle lines are clearly drawn. But this is like Pogo said in the 1950s, the cartoon character. He said, we've met the enemy and he is us. Unfortunately, with the sad pill that we have to swallow is that we're involved. The people that are killing our children, that came after us with the vaccine and with all the damaging, the outbreak that they claimed was a virus, but was, I think, a toxin. Those people are part of us. They're within our system. They're within our government. It's a worldwide, you knew from COVID, this is a worldwide effort. And so the question is, I mean, if military intelligence, what do you do? You're supposed to identify the enemy, and you're supposed to identify your strengths and capabilities and his strengths and capabilities. But we are not really doing that. We're purposely not defining the enemy. So when I was at Red Pill, I spent 45 minutes or almost an hour in my talk, and it was, it's time to name the enemy. So I thought we'd go into a little bit of that. And the first thing I said is, you know, it's clearly it's global because these people control the media. Look at what the information that was not coming out from Hawaii. I mean, these people are in control of the media. And in the time of COVID, the COVID, we'll call it COVID-1 because they're going to try and bring it back, by the way, that they, when you can falsify lab tests on a global basis, you know, this whole idea of overcycling the tests, you always got a positive on those PCR tests. It didn't just happen in my town or my state or the United States. It happened all over the world. Now, these are competent lab people that know how to run tests. So, you know, they didn't just all accidentally do it wrong. And they all accidentally did it wrong in the same direction to make the test false positive. They never had any false negatives. So this is why we have to accept this is a global conspiracy. As much as people don't want to use that term and they don't want to look at it, you know, it's like J. Edgar Hoover once said that the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. But it's time to believe that. And now, because if you don't recognize now they're coming after our children and coming after all of us, it's time. You know, this isn't this directed energy weapon or whatever we want to call this thing that happened in Hawaii. It is clearly not organic, and it's not something we can easily fight as individuals. So we have to take this on as all of us standing together. And I would say, just to get to a punchline here before we go further, is that I'm not hopeless. I feel I think the reason they're doing this is because we're waking up and we're educating ourselves and other people, and they realize we're winning, and this is an act of desperation. You know, this is not just a land grab. I keep hearing, oh, yeah, well, this is a land grab. Well, that's a nice, it is, they are grabbing land, but that's not their ultimate goal. Their ultimate goal is genocide and control. And they've been talking about it forever. You know, the Club of Rome's specific diagnosis is there are too many people, humanity is the problem. And that's almost word for word quote from their 1972 publication. So, and the other thing you have to say is that, as FDR said, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. So we have to look at who the enemy is. And so in this situation, by the way, I'll just say one other thing about warfare. You know, when we talk about the fog of war, it used to mean something to do with battlefields and the actual fog, like when General Washington was covered and his troops were covered with fog outside of New York and they were able to escape. But this fog is right up here. It's in your mind. And that's not by accident. That is, if you feel confused, you are being attacked. That is the confusion, and everything that's happening is their mode of attack. So by being confused, they want you to be low energy. They want you to be depressed. They want you to not have a sense of humor. I mean, one of the things to say is the people that we're fighting, they have no sense of humor, so we can just mean them to death. Yuval Harari said that censorship no longer works by hiding information from you. Censorship works by flooding you with immense amounts of misinformation, of irrelevant information, of funny cat videos. I love that. Until you're just unable to focus. So we have to take a step back here, and we have to focus. Now, these people have been called by many names. The deep state, you know, we can accept that. The cabal, the red faction. I like WEFers, as in people of the WEF. I like Cliff High's term, mother WEFers. And, you know, the black nobility. We've got the reptilian overlords have to sneak in here. I like Ananda from AIA calls them the Nefarians. The Nefarians is really a good term, but the problem is it still doesn't define whom we are talking about. We have to define the enemy if we're going to fight these guys. So that's what we're going to do here. In the last minute, I'll just say that when it comes to defining the enemy, the first thing we should say is we're the majority. In Gladfelter, in 2011, he was an economist in Switzerland, and he looked at all the corporations in the world, 137 million of them. He put them into a computer and it spit out that essentially those 137 million corporations were owned by 147 companies. And then when a couple of guys from Forbes and another guy from Wall Street, you know, manipulated that data, looked at it, they realized They're all, those 147 companies are all controlled by 150 men. So we're not looking at the one percentile here. We're looking at the uber elite, the 0.00002 percentile. And they didn't get there because they were the smartest guys at Wharton Business School. They got there because they're all related. So when I come back, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the bloodlines that we're dealing with here. It's not quite what JFK said, RFK Jr. said. So we're going to try and get him out of this. And in the meantime, we'll see you in a little bit here. We're taking a break.
Torn by conflict, where darkness spreads its tendrils across the universe, one hero rises against the immeasurable might of the globalists. Tune in and trust in the power of the truth to lead us to victory in the great info war. Prepare for the ultimate battle for truth with today's War Room broadcast. Now, it's your host, Owen Schroyer, and his intrepid crew. Find the show and share the links at infowars.com/show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thanks for coming back. And at the end, we're going to talk about naming the enemy. But I'm going to just tell you from looking at all the data points that I can find, I have a hard time believing we are dealing with people that are exactly the same as us. And I mean that by, think about all the movies we've seen that are telling us, like Westworld, and they're TV shows, Grimm. All sorts of these different shows, and they keep saying the same thing. There are people that look like us, talk like us, walk like us, but they're not us. Now, we've written this off to psychological differences, okay? And we've just discounted. We just don't want to count bloodline possibilities here. And I'm just going to bring this up, and then we're going to talk about it with a friend of mine from Americans in Action that actually has studied this. So let's go back in time a little bit and realize that we have ancient civilizations that long preceded us, and they all, we have the Roman Empire, we have all these different empires, the pharaohs, everybody comes and goes, but are they actually all related? So it turns out, and one of the things that got me looking at this was the fact that before, in about 2000, Harvard got caught in China doing gene harvesting. And I wondered at the time, what are they doing over there? This is just after the human genome got sequenced. The question is, why are they in Harvard? And why are the Harvard guys in China? Well, they got caught. And then after that, a few years later, China bought up half of the world's gene sequencers, the fast gene sequencers. And they got caught later sequencing the Uyghurs. And then Russia, Putin complained in 2017 that we work over in Russia, scavenging their DNA, and when we tried to deny it it lasted about a nanosecond, and he said, no, you're doing it quite professionally. And it turned out it was quite professional. We had the Air Force. I have the request for proposal on my desk. The Air Force put out a proposal. They hired a neurosurgeon. He went over, and he was actually biopsying pure Slavic people. He was biopsying pure Slavic spinal canals. He was taking a little bit of dural tissue. I mean, this is what I did in my life, a little dural tissue and some CSF for the purposes of gene harvesting. And I didn't do it for that reason. That's very interesting. Oxford University complained that the Americans might be able to genetically target certain individuals, not just racial groups or nationalities or whatever, but certain individuals. And so this has been going on and on back and forth up until the time of COVID. And during COVID, we got information coming out that some people were more susceptible than others to the to getting sick. And it had to do with a certain chemical pathway in the body. But when you start looking at this, it looks like somebody had the idea of codifying what they've been doing for millennia with heraldry. You know, for some reason, the royal families all over the world from time immemorial have been very careful to keep their bloodline together. They always married within the family. They look at what happened with when Prince Charles was thinking about marrying Diana Spencer. She went through like 3 months of tests, and it's like, what do they care? If the man inherits things, what is this really all about? Well, it turns out it's a genetic bloodline. Every one of the, and 42 of our presidents were of this bloodline. All of the Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth may not actually be one the way we think, but all of our presidents are what they call, most of our presidents up until the time of at least Obama. I don't know about after that. But before that, they were Merovingians. And the Merovingians all date to, they can date their ancestry or trace their ancestry to Clovis, which is the father of Charlemagne. So this goes back to there. Then, and it turns out that that now has been traced to the ancient pharaohs. They can actually trace back to Ramses. So George Bush Jr. can trace his lineage back to Ramses. The Berks Peerage executive director, Berks Peerage is what kept all this heraldry together and looked at all this. And Berks Peerage heraldry director said, every presidential election back to George Washington, and this is, again, up through George Bush Jr., every presidential election, including George Washington, was won by the person that had the most royal lineage. So it's not by accident what's going on. We're dealing with bloodlines that go way back to the times of the Caesars and the pharaohs. And this is where it gets interesting, because if you've ever heard Jay Parker is a guy who grew up in a satanic household. What they don't call it, they call it the old religion. But these are households that date their lineage back into ancient times. And his mother said that she came from a long line of witches, the Amalekites. So I started looking this up. Not being a biblical scholar, the Amalekites were the first people to attack the Hebrews when they came out of Egypt. These they were in the Negev, and these were the people that King Saul was commanded by God to kill down to their sheep. I mean, just exterminate them from the face of the earth. And through in Exodus, it's God is commanded to kill the Amalek through all generations. Now, it turns out when she said they escaped, where did they escape to? A place called Anatolia. Now we have now that we're doing genetic sequencing. She said Phrygia, but Phrygia is in Anatolia, which is an ancient part of Turkey, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Babylon. And it turns out that the black nobility of Italy, like the Orsini clan, who are the senior black nobility, the reason they're the senior, they're the most direct lineage from the Julian-Claudian line of Caesars, again, go back to the pharaohs. And now that we've been able to genetically sequence some DNA from these ancient mummies, we found out that those DNA sequences don't sequence at all with the current Egyptians, but they sequence to Anatolia. In my opinion, what we're dealing with is the ancient, perhaps Amalek. And I think it's called Chabad.org. I looked at their website. They're talking about how God commanded this, gave them the commandment to kill them through the generations, but they couldn't do it because they got absorbed into other cultures and nationalities, and they became invisible. Now, what does this sound like? You know, it was impossible to carry out God's commandment. But what does this sound like? To me, it sounds like a race of things within the human species. Now, what do we call people that plot mass murder? We call them psychopaths, and we've debated forever what they are. We keep saying, and when I was in medical school in 1976 in Rochester, New York, they told us 4% of people were psychopaths. Now they claim it's up to 10%. But here's the interesting thing about psychopaths, and this is where it kind of still sounding like the alien within. The psychopaths, they don't have any human empathy. That is their number one diagnostic point. No human empathy. So they don't see themselves as us. They can recognize each other. Contrary to what the FBI shows you on movies, they can group together for their own benefit. And they are very obsessed with power, and they are very smart, capable people. So they tend to be overrepresented in Congress, in the halls of the legal, of the judgeships, highest people in police forces. They're overrepresented in the surgeon's lounge. I just say this as a surgeon, because it's a power thing. So when we come back, I'm going to have Jason Ian on, and we're going to talk about the enemy that I've just named, which I...
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pali Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Well, thanks. I'm back, and I have a guest with me this half hour, Jason Ian from Americans in Action. And I brought him on because, hey, Jason, what do you think about my idea about the Amalekites? And this, you know, here's one of the things I read I think it was Chabad.org, but they said, most evil can be combated by arguments of reason, not so Amalek. He cynically scoffs at every reason to do good, sowing doubt and confusion. And I just got to tell you, that sure seems like what we're dealing with today.
Yeah, well, good to see you, Lee. Thanks for having me on. I'm traveling, so that's why I'm in my automobile here.
That's okay.
But yeah, so if you go to Chabad.com, Chabad is a sect of Judaism, for those of you who don't know what Chabad is. And they reference things from the Talmud, and they reference things from the Torah. In Judaism, we talk about what's called the Yetzer Hora and the Yetzer Tov. What does that mean in English? The Yetzer Hora is that which is akin to evil, the devil, Satan. The Yetzer Tov is that which is akin to your inner inclination, your angel on your shoulder, where the Yetzer Hora is the devil on your shoulder. In Judaism, they talk about the holiday of Purim. And they say you have to be very careful because the Yetzer Hora can approach you in tzitzit and a yarmulke. So Chabad is an Orthodox Judaism sect, and they wear tefillin and tzitzit and a yarmulke. And when they say you have to be very conscientious about the Yetzer Hora approaching you wearing tzitzit and a yarmulke, in Purim, the holiday of Purim, everybody dresses up. It's similar to Halloween. And it's also on a deeper level of not being able to have discernment between what is reality and what is a false reality, the truth. It's all psyop. So those can present... Exactly. So the Yetzer Hora can present itself in the disguise of something that looks like the Yetzer Tov. You have to look beyond the costume. And that's where you have to be connected to source energy and have your discernment of what is the truth, especially in these days, because with the internet and everything that's out there, it's very easy to fool people, making something look like the Yetzer Hora, or the Yetzer Tov, when really it's the Yetzer Hora.
Which sounds like, you know, what I've come just independent of all that, independently, I looked around the world and I said, you know, we hear from, like, George Washington warned about the Illuminati that people doubt that exists today. People think, oh, that's just, you know, BS, that's just conspiracy theory. But George Washington wrote letters warning about it because they had infiltrated the Masonic lodges. And he was a Mason. And I think these guys hated Washington because he was a turncoat to his only aristocratic blood. So, you know, what I started thinking about is in our children of God that are independent, have independent will, we don't need hierarchy to control us. But anytime you see a hierarchy, a pyramid of power, I suspect at the top of all these hierarchies, I don't care what religion, I don't care what business, if there's a hierarchical structure, the best thing for the evil forces to do is to take over the top of that hierarchical structure. That's how they're hiding within our world, in my opinion. This is one aspect that you're just, that's kind of the big philosophic picture you're just painting. But in practical terms, I don't, you know, it's not within Judaism, it's not within Islam, it's not within Christianity, it's in within all of them. And within nations, we've got to get over this idea that it's nation states. And do you think it goes back to Babylon? Is it, because the reason I asked you on is because you talk about escaping Babylon, and you're really talking about because we're stuck in a Babylonian legal system, in a Babylonian money system, and these guys do practice the old religion. I mean, we have to come out and say the people doing this to us, they sacrifice children, they worship Moloch, and they do creepy stuff. So,
100% accurate. Now, when you go into the courts, you see them wearing black robes. When you go into the courts, they have you respond to a summons. A summons is where they bring back the dead. When you're in court, it's all about doing black magic. And make no mistake, the Nefarians, as we had mentioned earlier before, as one of our team members, Ananda, talks about the Nefarians, they use black magic, which goes back down to the Babylonian Empire, that works with what's called numerology, which works with what's called gematria, which is a combination of aligning the stars in the houses of astrology, along with the pharaohs tapping into the mysticism of using specific numerology and gematria. Every Hebrew letter, just like in English, has a numerical value to it. When you combine certain numbers together, aka genetic modification, or using certain language, aka legalese, is what the court uses. They are literally spell casting, like Open Sesame, right? You see those in the movies. The judges, the court system, the bar system all uses a language that is foreign to that which is the sacred language. It's a manipulation of language to put somebody into a spell so that they can have you become a subject to their agenda in the court. So make no mistake, it's a foreign language, and if you don't understand that language, then you do not consent to that language. As soon as they ask you, do you understand, and somebody says, yes, I understand, they've now consented to the language known as legalese, which, make no mistake, is spell casting. And until you know how to decipher their language, you will be under their spell. And they use television programming, MK Ultra programming, and other programming to instill subconsciously into the collective consciousness a matrix to create a reality that is false. Now, where did this come from? Babylonian. When you go back to the pharaohs, they used the esoteric language of Hebrew, Aramaic, and created realities. Now, if you go into the Torah, the Old Testament, it talks about the Elohim. They normally translate Elohim to be God. But if you know the language of the Elohim, that's a plural denunciation of the word Elohim. So by definition, that means there's more than one God in that depiction of that word when you break that down the language. So if there's more than one God, what are we talking about? We're talking about multiple gods trying to control a planet called Earth. And when you start getting into that type of language, you start seeing an ancient old battle that has been repeated everything through Egyptian times to Mesopotamian times to Sumerian times to modern times. And it's the same story from being repeated from the Virgin Mother all the way down to Thoth and prior to the Egyptian times. It's the same story being repeated. And it's basically about this battle for Earth. And isn't it ironic how they disclose it in a movie called Star Wars? Isn't it ironic how they disclose the fake reality in The Wizard of Oz? If you look at The Wizard of Oz, they say it's nothing but a man behind the curtain. And the wizard is the illusion. The gold is what it's about. The extraterrestrials who you speak of are talking about, there's Anunnaki, there are other extraterrestrials who came to this planet to harness the gold for their survival. Then they implement and they take on a body that looks like a Yetzer Tov, but really it's an agenda for the Yetzer Hora.
Okay, and so when we come back, we'll have to stop you there, and then we'll have to come back, but that is...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. We're back with InfoWars. I'm your guest host on the fourth hour here, Dr. Lee Merritt. And I'm not talking about medical stuff so much, although I got here from genetics. We're talking with Jason Ian from Americans in Action about the Babylonians. I think we are dealing with an enemy that goes back to Babylon. And then we have to ask, is it from this planet? Now, I don't want you to confuse. First of all, I don't want you to confuse. I'm being attacked by a fruit fly. I don't want you to confuse what we're talking about with this nonsense that I think they're going to try and pull on us with, like Wernher von Braun said, they're going to pull out the UFO and decide we have to have one world government to fight aliens. I'm not telling you that. Don't be trapped into that thinking. This is something deeper than that. This is, and I don't think this does not obviate. We're not saying there is no creator God. There is a creator God, but isn't it possible that our planet has been hacked, has been taken over. Here we are on InfoWars, and remember Alex Jones, the prison planet. That's what he called it, prison planet, for a long time. And I think that's where we are. We have to talk. We have to talk about this. And I just can't, you know, as David Icke, you know, took so much heat for the reptilians. But it is hard when you actually look at the data. It's hard to wrap your head around that being totally irrelevant when you've got 33 dragons guarding the city of London. When you have all these statues all over the world and ancient artifacts showing reptiles as humanoid things. You know, it's just not. I went to medical school and I used to go to the community hospital in the city where I was in school, and there were just all these gargoyles all over this ancient building. It's just like they're not happy. They don't look like they're our friends. They're nasty looking gargoyles. So I think there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of history that make you have to look at this, and that's what we're doing right now. So so we'll be careful of the time, I guess, this time, guys. But what do you think, where does this go? Because, I mean, you know, the Anunnaki comes out of the Sumerian tablets, so it's the presumably the first civilization on Earth. But are they still here? I mean, is that, did they leave behind a genetic hybrid? Is that what we're dealing with? What do you think?
My opinion is that there's been infiltration as well as intermixing, intermating. I mean, they talk about it with the Nephilim. They talk about the giants coming from the heavens. You can look at that in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You can look at that in the Book of Enoch. It's all disclosed. And actually, if you go around the nation, you can see when they talk about the large trees that were chopped down. If you look at certain mountain peaks, they look like tree stumps. And then if you look at it from a Google map, you can actually see the veins of the water tributaries that go to the tree stumps that look like mountains. So everything that you see in these sci-fi movies are disclosing, or these fantasy movies are disclosing what was really happening, and the references are in the Sumerian tablets. The references are in the Old Testament. The references are in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So how does that apply to us today? Well, that's great, Jay. How does that apply to us today? Well, if there's an infiltration, and then there is their offspring, so to speak, and there is a bloodline that goes back to the source that has an agenda to override the planet, we say in the New Testament, exit out of her. Well, exit out of Babylon. Well, in order for you to exit out of Babylon, you have to realize that somebody, you are trapped within the Babylonian system, which is masquerading as a Yetzer Tov, meaning something justifiable for people, when in actual fact, its agenda is basically to capitalize off of those who they bring in through their system and destroy their lives, literally. And that is down through the court system. Now, don't get me wrong. There is justifiable outcomes within the court system, and there are good people within the court system, and then there is those with a nefarious intention within the court system. The system could be used for the benefit of the people as long as the corruption is purified. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, there is arguments that talk about Abraham being one of the first pharaohs, called Abram. It's also recognized in the Quran, and he was one of the first pharaohs. Then you go down to Exodus, where everybody was enslaved, and here comes Moses, to exit the slavery. Well, when you go to the 14th Amendment, they say, oh, well, Lincoln freed the slaves. Well, no, the 14th Amendment converts it back into a corporatization slavery for citizens, using specific language to manipulate, to appear that it's something good, a Yetzer Tov, when in actual fact it's a Yetzer Hora, and until the people are aware of that, they end up becoming enslaved to a corporatization, and they volunteer to do it. Well, how do we know they volunteered to do it? Because it says in the preamble of the Constitution, the government only operates off the consent of the governed. But it has to be informed consent. If you're not informed consent, then it's an assumed consent, which is how they've been operating to achieve their goal, which is to enslave, destroy, and capture, which is part of the lineage tinkering out into modern day. So what's the solution? You awaken to the reality of what's happening, and you pierce the veil of this thing called the Matrix, and you remove the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, and you see that it's just some Rothschild behind the curtain, okay? And when you realize that the Tin Man is a tax identification number, and the straw man is your all caps name. And I encourage everybody to go look up everything we're saying, because, hey, we're here for entertainment and educational purposes, and I'm not giving any legal advice or financial advice. I'm just here to make you smile. So go ahead and do your own research. But if you look up the word straw man, you will see that it's an all capitalized name. In other words, it's a transmuting utility that's not the living, breathing man or woman soul. Okay, I'm going to jump on something real quick of how it's applicable today. In the Old Testament, there's a Hebrew word called the word ish, and the Hebrew word isha. Ish is man, isha is woman. Very specific language, man and woman. It doesn't talk about pronouns. Now, anybody can go to bed with whoever they want. Anybody can have any of their sexual preferences that they want. I don't care. As long as you're not harming anybody else and you're not damaging property, have fun with it, because that's common law. However, I'm bringing something up very specifically. The pronoun movement, he, she, all this other stuff, is to take somebody out of a specific ish or isha man of which you are free and not enslaved. The agenda for that is to separate, and as I said earlier, to confuse people in their mind through a psyop so not to know who they are. The solution to exiting the matrix is to realize that you are one with the Creator. And the light energy that's coming through from the quote-unquote good aliens, which guided Moses out, that was the God he spoke to, an extraterrestrial of the good, so to speak, the Jedi force, if you will, to help the people exit out of her. The same way you can use the law to exit out of the nefarious Babylonian summonsing, where they summons the dead, and you come in through equity as the living, using constitutional remedy, biblical principles, and spiritual principles, which override the nefarious principles. When you learn how to decode, that's why they have everything called codes. It's codified, because that goes all the way back to spell casting with the pharaohs in Babylon to create a reality. So how do you override that? You decodify their codes, ordinances, etc. And you realize what true law is, which applies to man and woman. It's a living, breathing child of God, source energy, which all is superior. And now you say, I'm a child of God, John Henry, of the house and lineage, which goes back to the bloodline, of God child, kingdom of heaven.
So we house can get out.
You can get out, but you have to realize you're trapped in.
Yeah.
And then you exit.
So we can get out of this, and what you're saying is, if you saw, I just rewatched The Truman Show. Now, in there, the bad guy is, I mean, it's the director. And what does he say when they say that you can, you know, that it's evil, that you've been keeping him in this matrix all these years and doing all these bad things to him? And he said, if he wants to know the truth, he can do it. If he wants to get out, he has the power to do it. So we've always had the power, we just didn't have the right decoder ring.
That's correct. That's
100%
accurate.
That's what you're saying.
And things like The Lord of the Rings tell you all about it. Star Wars tells you all about it. Matrix tells you all about it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.